Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 8, Enterprise Architect Models. Explain the significance of service-oriented architecture and networking and health information exchange networks. Explain the value of an enterprise architecture and networking and health information exchange networks. Describe key elements of various service-oriented architecture platforms and infrastructure options. Explain regional healthcare networks, policy, and implementation strategies. Explain the concepts of a nationwide healthcare information network. Who needs interoperability? Two or more groups interested in collaborating and sharing healthcare, life sciences data, information using computer systems, and electronic interchange. There can be no assumption of any scale, nations, enterprises, or individuals. No assumption of what is being exchanged, how it is exchanged, or why. Service-oriented architecture, SOA, is an automation of common services shared across the community. In this case, we are focused on common services shared in the healthcare community. It ensures functional consistency across application. It minimizes duplication across applications and is reusable. Service modules are created that can be used by anyone. Messages can be either payloads in or infrastructures beneath services that provide the interface and communication with modules. SOA is an accepted industry best practice and has been required by the Office of National Coordinator, ONC, for recent grants. Many key products use SOA but do not expose interfaces. Users just have to understand the data format. SOA is a flexible set of design principles used during the phases of systems development and integration. SOA-based architecture provides a loosely integrated suite of services that are reusable. These services function similar to subroutines in computer programs. SOA becomes more important with the availability of web services. This means that you are able to put service modules anywhere and build them into systems. SOA interface is defined in terms of protocols and functionality. SOA separates functions into distinct services using HL7 and EHR models to identify the services. They are accessible over a network in order to permit users to combine and reuse them in different applications. Data is passed in a well-defined format. SOA service is self-contained and makes no calls out of its service package to anything else. If changes occur outside a service, then there is no impact on the service itself. Services perform specific tasks, have a well-defined interface, and may use different implementation languages. Extensible markup language, XML, is commonly used for interfacing with SOA services. The data input stream is defined by XML format tags that identify characteristics of data. SOA contrasts with the EHR software that is produced by API Healthcare. SOA provides flexibility and modules can be updated or even exchanged simply. API doesn't have flexibility or independence. In API, if you change something, it impacts the rest of the API system. When we change something in SOA, functionality is preserved. SOA supports integration of diverse classes of information and distribution across a distributed, heterogeneous research and care community. Clinical trials can easily be done in SOA systems by creating a module to pull data out of an EHR system. SOA enables coordination of functionality between enterprise information systems and collaborative data processing and workflow execution. SOA services can be implemented in standalone fashion. It also allows for the rapid creation of composite applications. XML is typically used to structure data that is wrapped in a nearly exhaustive description container. You can include as much data as you want. You are not restricted to a certain number of data elements. Web services description language, WSDL, describes the services. Simple Object Application Protocol, SOAP, describes the communication protocols. SOA permits developers to string together large chunks of functionality to build applications. Ideally, applications can be built almost entirely from existing software services. Building an application is like taking a set of blocks, each representing a service, and stringing them together to create the application. SOA relies on service orientation as its fundamental design principle. Its simple interface can abstract away the underlying complexity. Users can access independent services without knowledge of the service's platform implementation. The complexity is hidden from the user. They just have to understand the data that is required for the package. They don't have to worry about what happens inside the black box. You can use any master patient index, MPI, without reintegrating. The data is independent. You just link modules together. You can painlessly integrate data from new clinical systems into a patient's health summary by having a module that pulls data from all sources to create the summary. Heterogeneous systems can be accessed consistently from your installed application base by simply meeting the requirements of the service functions. SOA standards support ability to redeploy or distribute hardware and software without breaking things. In the old days, if we switched the hardware or software, it affected the application, but an SOA application is not affected by changes. In order to use SOA, we must have interoperability between different systems as the basis for integration between applications on different platforms through a communication protocol. Messages are used across channels for communication and transfer of data. If we are going beyond a single organization, for example, a regional health information organization, then we can set up a common business format for each data element to orchestrate a system that will allow us to bring data together. If a hospital or clinic changes from application vendor A to application vendor B, and if vendor B is able to interface with the SOA, then we are able to make changes without affecting the entire system. SOA lets us create a federation of resources. Data flow is established and maintained to a federated database, allowing new functionality developed to reference a common business format for each data element. This diagram shows the connection between all the different elements in an SOA. The guiding principles of an SOA are service encapsulation, service loose coupling, service contract, service abstraction, service usability, service composability, service autonomy, service optimization, service discoverability, and service relevance. The service contract includes the name of service, version, owner, responsibility assignment, and type. Presentation, process, business, data, integration. It defines the product you are building. It includes what the service accomplishes, service operations, and how to invoke service, SOAP, event triggers. An example of an event trigger would be if you give the system a patient's weight and height, the system would give you the body mass index, BMI. The service contract also includes non-functional information like security constraints, quality of service. Is the service guaranteed 24/7? Is it up 99.999% of the time? Translational, including translation between different kinds of data and coding system. Service level agreement, semantics, and process. At their simplest, contracts simply bind together technology to fulfill business processes. This diagram shows the HL7 Behavioral Framework Contract. When we move to an enterprise architecture, EA, there are things we have to be aware of when understanding the SOA approach. This table shows the things we should take into consideration. If you will notice at the analysis level, all of the things are in services, documents, and messages are based on HL7 standards. When we look at conceptual design, SOA supports multiple platforms. We can change platforms without losing functionality. This slide shows the summary that HL7 has used for enterprise architecture. The red dot in the middle is an SOA. The green square represents HL7. Built around a SOA is an EA that brings together all components. EA takes into consideration SOA, along with computable semantic interoperability, meaning that interoperability between systems is mandatory. It uses a reference model for open distributed processing that defines communication protocol use. It also has a model-driven architecture that defines data elements and characteristics. In an EA, how do I use all these pieces and how do they fit together? You need to look at an EA from five viewpoints. The enterprise view is the why. Why should we connect 16 hospitals and 5 clinics to each other? We want a flow of data and work. The information view is the what. What type of information needs to flow between the different entities? How is covered in the computational view? How do we share information? Do we share just part of the record or the entire record? The engineering view covers the where. Where is the physical information structure? This is where we look at scalability and sustainability. Lastly, the technology view covers what is required to support the system. A new approach in the engineering and technology views is cloud computing. Cloud computing has a positive impact on SOA and EA because we don't have to worry about where service modules are. They can be replicated, and there are mechanisms in cloud computing that will allow the user to access the most efficient module at that given time. The table in this slide shows the matrix that can be used to create an EA system. The table in this slide shows where the standards fall in the planning and implementation of an EA. Sometimes people mix up SOA and web services. Web services is an enabler for SOA. This chart shows the difference between SOA and web services. SOA is moving towards standardization. We are seeing SOA appear in the design of loosely connected inter-organization HIT networks as the desired way to interconnect widely distributed systems. SOA is particularly attractive when no one organization owns, controls all of the applications and platforms. With cloud computing, Health Information Exchange, HIE, and Nationwide Health Information Network, NHIN, SOAs are attractive because we use a service that is provided by a service provider to build our applications. We have interoperability between the different systems. 3 years ago, HL7 created a framework for interoperability for EAs called HL7 Services Aware Enterprise Architecture Framework, SAFE. It uses V3/RIM artifacts and expertise, supports measurable, testable conformance and compliance, and provides directly implementable solutions. SAFE has four defined areas: services, aware, EA, and framework. The core components are information framework, behavioral framework, enterprise conformance and compliance framework, governance framework, and an implementation guide. The guide provides examples of how you put things together. Within HL7, standards are being developed for entity identification, records location and retrieval, decision support services, and terminology service. These specifications would be used in inter-enterprise, intra-enterprise, intra-product, and custom implementations. Services in particular are more coarsely granulated than messages and are more readily traceable to business clinical capabilities requirements. They are specifications for a service and are the form: functional profile, collection of operations offered by a service, plus semantic profile, static semantics utilized by operations in FP, plus conformance profile, testable, either automated or human, conformance standards against which an implementation may take pairwise conformance assertions. The combination of the 2 points above provide a foundation for both intra and inter-enterprise durable services interface. How is SOA different from messaging? Messages are a tool used in SOA. Healthcare Services Specification Project, HSSP, is an effort between HL7 and OMG to create common service interface specifications. The U.S. government has become involved in the development of standards for data exchange, so SAFE has had a name change. The new name is SAIF, still pronounced SAFE, Services Aware Interoperability Framework. This new name brings emphasis to the word interoperability. Interoperability is the key word as we look at development of new SOA and EA systems to share health information data.